A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd, that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodgings and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "All we have are 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men alone numbered about 5,000. He said to the disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, looking up to heaven, he said a blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were gathered, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord. When I was a little kid growing up, I think I was a pretty easygoing, happy-go-lucky kid. But there was one thing I absolutely despised in life, and that was Sunday. It had nothing to do with going to Mass on Sunday morning. It was Sunday afternoon. I had an aunt who was a semi-cloistered nun in the Benedictine convent at St. Mary's, and every Sunday afternoon, we had to go and visit with her for 2 hours. And God love her, she's in heaven now. But what do you talk about with a semi-cloistered nun for 2 hours every week? I mean, how many candles did you light this week? And then, as if that wasn't bad enough, when we were finished there, we went to the German church for Tenebrae, and they sang the whole service in German. I'm 10, 11 years old. I'm struggling enough with English, let alone having to sit upon torture, added upon torture. But then after we were finished there, we went to my grandmother's house, and everybody was there, aunts, uncles, cousins, everybody, food that wouldn't stop. They made their own homemade beer, and each of we kids got a little glass, like a juice glass, full of the homemade beer. And it redeemed the whole day. Why? Because she fed us. The same thing that you and I do when we want to make people feel welcome. During the month of April, I had all the bridal couples for this summer into the rectory for an evening, for drinks and dinner. 2 weeks ago, I had a dozen of the priests here for dinner, and you do the same thing. And that's what today's feast is about, Corpus Christi, the body of Christ, that the Lord himself feeds us. And remember that Eucharist is not a reward for being good. Eucharist is the food that sustains us in the journey of life. And so everyone should come to the table of the Lord to be fed. Jesus never turned anyone away, nor should we. Amen.